Yeah, well on point. Frustrated. I thought the first half were excellent. Second half, they came back into the game. But unfortunately going down to 10 men, but the what the boys showed that 20, 25 minute spell as 10 men to work hard, to be disciplined as a group. The mentality we have spoke about all week, just showed out there today. Yes, it is a point. Yes, we're frustrated. It's not three, but again, that's the mentality of the group. They want to win every game. I want to win every game. Henry wants to win every game. But it's a point we build on again.
As you say, there are plenty of chances in today's game. I suppose, is there an element of frustration that you haven't got all 3 points? The point is still a good point, though.
No, you did get frustrated, but I'd be even more frustrated if we weren't creating. We are creating many, many chances in the final third. The location we were in the box, etc. That's coming, and the goals will come. If we weren't creating, I would be, Henry would be as well. I'd be really disappointed, but we're not.
Plenty of talking points. The first really came when we received the team sheets up in the press box. Ian Mauro Valete starting in central midfield. Talk us through that.
Well, unfortunately, both Jack and Curtis were just not fit for this weekend, and we've got this being the first of 7 games in 30 days, and we couldn't afford to take a risk on what we knew was going to be a big pitch. We knew we wanted to come here and put them under pressure, and we needed legs in centre midfield, and we didn't want to risk Curtis for that. He's been absolutely outstanding for us. He's going to be crucial for this push that we're making between now and the end of the season. And the thinking behind Mauro going in there is, one, from a physical perspective, he's absolutely outstanding. All right, he can run box to box all day, and he can challenge and compete with the biggest of players on the pitch. Technically, in terms of his work over the last month or so, has only got better and better, and he's been a threat every time he's gotten the ball, and so we knew he could drive us on in possession of football, which he did throughout the game. And he's a top player, so play him in a position where he's going to get on the ball as much as possible.
He's our Philip Lahm. He's versatile in many, many positions, but he receives the ball well, like Henry said. Technically got legs as well, he's intelligent, so he's our Philip Lahm, as we say.
The next talking point, rather controversial, the red card. What was your view of that?
Again, I'm going to have to watch the video of the game. But I won't comment on it. That's one thing for us to speak about.
And then the next one, the penalty. Carlisle were very aggrieved by it. Letter of the law, he was pushed, wasn't he?
Well, I have to say, actually, you're probably better off asking Ross Rossi on this one, because I was up there when we were 1-0 down working, how we're going to change the shape to get a goal, and then somebody went, it's a penalty. And I went, right, OK. So I didn't actually see it. I don't know if you did, Eamesy.
I saw it. I claimed for it. I guess it was.
Fair enough. Yeah. So a long way to travel. Got a point. I know you guys say you always want to win every single game, but a point, you'll take a point, will you?
Well, you take a point given the circumstances. However, I think it was plain to see in the first half how good we were. We're disappointed with the goal we've conceded, and we're disappointed at the fact that we haven't scored 3 goals. The number of entries we've had into the final third, some of the play from Jamal Campbell-Rice on the left-hand side, the link play through the middle with Mauro linking in with Simeon and John, chances we had on goal, hitting the post, some offset pieces as well. Every time we went forward, I thought we could actually genuinely score a goal here, which that's probably, along with Newport last week, but playing against a weaker opposition compared to Carlisle today, that's probably the first time where we've played a good team in the league and thought to ourselves, we're not only competing with you, we're dominating you here. And that's the standards we're setting. We've done a lot of work on this week about creating a mindset for the players that it's not just okay to come here and get a point. Given the circumstance, we've gone down to 10 men at 1-0. Yes, we're pleased that we've got a point, but we're coming here thinking we genuinely are good enough to go and win the game before. I think that's plain to see for everybody today.
Another positive, you going down to 10 men, still being able to maintain that level of performance until the end of the game as well.
Yes, the boys are very, very physically fit. But they know where to stand, disciplined. When you have 2 backs of 4, to when to press, when to hold, they know the game. And by knowing the game and working hard, you're going to create chances as well. And I think we create chances even with 10 men, quite a few. So, we're pleased with that.